Mark. I mean, that's you and I both know, and John better than both of us. I mean, when that squid's around, that sea bass isn't too far away.
Oh, it's got to be coming, Corey. If it's not there, it's got to be coming soon.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and that yellowtail's up there in it. There are some nice yellows up there. I think Zippy here works with us here at Seaforth last week. He had a nice one. He had one that was 30, 35 pounds.
Nice.
So a good fish out of La Jolla.
Which is Mike Auger, for those that don't know.
Mike Auger, yep. He had a great fish up there.
Now, Mark, are you trying to hide the bay stuff from us? What you been back in the bay?
You know, I went last week. Believe it or not, I wasn't able to go up north for Thanksgiving. There were some issues, so I went fishing.
Right.
Okay? Decent. Decent fishing, just not what I was looking for. I saw three guys all day long on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
I worked around to Point Loma. I saw Ron Snyder and Tommy Gomes. Two guys that I know. The only three boats I saw all day.
Nice.
I think Tommy went into the back bay, Ron was fishing the bay, and I went around the point. So,
well, you guys had it covered.
We had it covered, absolutely.
Well, how was good. It, Mark?
What's the code
on
that?
Corey, I caught some sand bass, and I caught some short halibut.
Yeah.
I just didn't stumble across the right spot. Let's put it that way.
There you go. That's all fun, though.
I had a blast, an absolute blast. You know, anytime you can go out and catch a handful of fish, it's a great day.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark.
And I'll tell you what, the weather was spectacular.
Nice.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for it any nicer.
You couldn't ask for a nicer ocean, let me tell you. I had a nice little window there.
What about any of the guys who work in the tackle shop? They've been fishing the bay? Or?
Well, I'll tell you what, Edgar here, he's like shaking.
Yeah.
He's shaking over here, and he's playing with these Mojo Grubs with the gold flake.
Ah, perch fishing.
So he's got a little inside dope there that he's not sharing with everybody.
Yeah.
Edgar's going perch fishing, yep. He's excited. He's got this huge smile on his face right now. We have an annual surf perch tournament here at Seaforth, and there's a little bit involved in it, and Edgar or Amato usually take it, and I think he's going to take it tomorrow.
Yeah, good stuff there, Mark. I know we catch some nice two and a half
pounders. The tournament's tomorrow?
Well, we run it for the month.
Oh,
the guys
okay.
In the office.
I got you. All right.
So nobody's weighed one in yet this month, John. So.
Well, I'm going to start keeping track of that with you.
I'll tell you what, it's pretty competitive. Even Yamati gets involved in it.
Well, and I know one of the spots, Mark, and I'll kind of throw it out there. If you want to look for Edgar, look between the IB Pier and the mouth of the slough. How
good
about
call.
That? You didn't see, Mark, you didn't have to give it up.
Good call. You did.
Or possibly, I'll give another one, right in front of the roller coaster, Mission Beach.
Absolutely. Corey, I can remember taking you up to Torrey Pines one afternoon.
Oh, see, now you're giving that one up. Okay.
And we knocked the living hell out of them.
Yeah.
And we walked out in the dark, and it was so cold. I think they call that the refrigerator or the freezer up there.
Icebox Canyon.
Icebox. That's what it is.
I know that one.
We were walking out in shorts just shaking in the dark, but all those perch were like 2.5, 3 pounds, and it was wide open.
A lot of big ones. Yep.
So if somebody wants to come into the tackle shop and talk to you guys about perch fishing, you could steer them in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. Guys, all right. We all perch fishing here. It's not that much of a science, and it's a lot of fun.
Great. That's something we hadn't talked about. Well, good. Well, anybody out there listening and you're into that kind of thing or want to get into it, go down to C4 Tackle Shop, talk to Edgar, talk to any of them, Mark, John Yamada, all the guys, and they could send you the right direction, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And I'll tell you what, John, with the gear they got now to go perch fishing with, you don't get wet. You know, there's no more freezing cold. These guys have waders where they don't ever get wet. They're warm, very comfortable. It's a nice outing. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that sounds good. Right on. Hey, well, if they want to get a hold of you down there at C4 Sport Fishing and sign up for a trip, go on a half day, three quarter day, get on one of those day and a half trips, or talk about perch fishing, how do they get a hold of you, Mark?
Just give us a call at 619-224-3383. Or guys, come on down to the tackle shop and talk to us. We're all very knowledgeable. Justin's in the tackle shop right now, and Let me tell you, that guy is so good with people. He'll give any tip away. He'll help anybody with anything.
And I know Ryan frequents the freshwater, too. I know I've seen him up at Diamond Valley more than a few times, Mark.
Absolutely.
Works in a tackle shop.
I think the guys here at Seaforth probably fish more than any other tackle shop around. And I can honestly say that. Most of the guys here are fishing every single day.